Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Woman, you wanna call me your bitch? I'm all that. Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Hope you all had a beautiful day. Cause I did. I'm gonna make positive confessions. Even if I wasn't good, I'm gonna say it was. It's almost through Thursday. Almost through Thursday. Welcome to High Tide Radio. Be well. I'm a beautiful nightmare. I want to welcome our new listeners and tell our old listeners thank you for listening in again. We will be coming to you Monday, Sunday through Friday. In about 2 weeks, you'll start seeing promotional flyers concerning that. We're bringing it to you because, you know, the demand is high and we are here to give you what you want. And I haven't had that much to drink. So I'm going to, you know, try to go through this best of my ability. But hey, it is what it is. Shouts out to all the hosts here at High Talk Radio. We got JD, the Black Clark Kent, Fat Polo, the One, T.A.K., the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Big Feezy, and MC Swerve. Live from the Fret House, Myrtle Mall, go easy on them. Mama Rosie, Twin Folk, the Bread Brothers, DJ Bread. Oh, God. Bad Bone from the Dungeon Family, the Affiliates. Shouts out to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, What's Up, JK Jones, Ill Fam, MTM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotion, Twin Productions, Twin Folks, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub B, What's Up Power Moves. For any information, email us at hottalkradio businessjohnnaneme@gmail.com, Business John Naneme page, highpowerradio.naneme.com. It's a one-stop shop. You go there, everything will be there. For those of you that plan on traveling with us to Miami for the yacht party down for Memorial Day, check us out at yachtpartyboys.naneme.com. Also check us out at freaknickatl.com, freaknickatl.naneme.com. Join our fan page on Facebook, search Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. Pull it up, check us out, join us. However, do whatever makes you feel happy. Hey, if you have a problem, just Google us. Just Google Hot Talk Radio, and there it is. Google Lady Lever. Google Mama Roxy. Just Google us. So, you know, I like to start off by wishing my people happy birthdays. I'm going to start off with my tag friends today. Happy birthday, Christopher N., John M., Mike B., some dude named Lil Trap. I have no idea what that means, but happy birthday anyway. Wilson J. My Facebook birthdays for today. Convertible Brit. Go figure. Antonio Smith. Then I got some birthdays tomorrow on tag, because of course you know we don't go on tomorrow. So I like to cover my bases. Cornell K. What's up, JC? That's one of my homeboys. Happy birthday tomorrow. My Facebook friends that have birthdays tomorrow. We got Irma, Pretty Girl Sap, Shamika Carter. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'm sorry, JC birthday is the 29th. But happy birthday anyway today, because again, we don't go on that day. And I want to send a special happy birthday out to my cousin, Shanika Dion Prather. Happy birthday, cuz. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. We're doing a big this weekend. Hit me up on Facebook to see what's going on. If you know my cousin, check her page out and see what she'll tell you what she got planned. That's Shanika Prather, my cousin who I grew up with, very close to me. I'm just getting sentimental because she's getting old, and I'm getting younger. Anyway, continuing on, checking the time, I'm doing good. Now, my homeboys, Fred Stallworth and Reginald Johnson, are getting ready to have another wine mixer. It's called the Gemini Wine Mixer. It's at our place, Bakery Cafe, 7 o'clock p.m., Saturday, June the 12th, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. They're going to have live music and entertainment. Very nice and elegant event, even though I was asked to bring that loud fact. I'm still mad about that. Fred, how you going to ask me to come dressed up, looking pretty as Lady Lever, and be a trap girl at the same time? So I'm going to keep on talking about this till you apologize. And if you don't have a number, send me a message. Tell Reginald to call me. You're going to apologize for telling me to bring that loud fat when I am the loud fat. People, today is almost through Thursday. I should have put I'm almost through. But either way, it sounds like I'm saying that Thursday is almost over. But actually, I'm just saying that I'm almost done. Can't take it no more. I know what you're thinking. High Talk Radio is no joke when it comes to relationships. Well, truth is, relationships rule the world. You are either in one or getting over one or getting ready to go into another one. Don't you agree? The doctors are in the building tonight, and we have the remedy for your misery. The topics tonight are, what are some of the things you will put up with before you end a relationship? Did your new lover reveal something to you, and now you want to end the relationship? if your lover does this one more fucking time, it's over between you. Well, the topic may not apply to you, but tune in anyway. The entertainment will be off the chain. Let's go. You know how we do it up here on Hot Talk Radio. This is a hip-hop shock internet radio reality show. Wow. I said it in one sentence. We bring it. We are at 1,070 fans, I think. 3,000 hits. And we just really been going about 6 to 7 weeks strong. So we're doing phenomenal. So, DJ Feezy.
What's the deal? One time, Big Feezy checking in. Live from the Fry House, Duval County.
Where's my arch nemesis, Mama Rossi?
What is the Mama Rossi checking in.
She sounds it's so much more lively today.
Yeah, she ain't on
that. Nah, I'm feeling good, y'all. I'm in my Tahoe, you know what I'm saying, looking in my rear view, make sure Clayton County ain't behind me, and I'm trying to goddamn get to my homie. But it's all good. Shout out to Ralph Lauren. Happy birthday, boo.
You been hanging out with Ralph Lauren?
Like I said, shout out to Ralph Lauren. He know who he is. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Go on the Red Lobster, get your little eat on. I'll holler in a minute. What's up, who I want to say? I'm on this hydrocortone.
Yeah.
What's up,
yeah.
You on that draw tonight?
Yeah, I'm on that draw tonight. What it do, Phoebe?
Hey, man. Swerve G, you there, boy?
Okay, Fanny on that. What's up, Swerve?
What's happening? What's happening?
I love
got
you.
You know, I love you checking in from the frat house. You know what I'm saying?
It better not be
What's the deal?
What's up, Sexy Swerve?
There better not be no females in the frat house. Because you know how jealous.
Whatever.
It better not be no females in the frat house.
Oh, yeah. There's always that going on.
See, we ain't not almost through. We through. This is definitely one of the things I'm not going to put up with out of your ass.
Okay.
Just like that.
Just like that.
I'm gonna bite your head. You know I'm gonna bite your head off, right?
That's cool too.
You want me to bite your head off?
You just wanna fuck.
And that'll be the last piece of pussy you get, baby. The last
That's
piece.
That's cool. That's cool.
Like, This pussy is to die for, so it's all good.
Hey, that's what you say.
I bet it is to die for.
Yeah,
you know what?
Me out that list.
Don't start no shit with me.
Leave it in the
day.
I had you on
TV
in the beginning of the goddamn show. It's all jealous ass.
That's
what got going good.
Well, what's up, Swerve?
What's the deal, girl?
And you got my, did you put my panties up from last night?
Oh.
Nah, you know they're still laying there to me.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
That's oh,
that,
my
that's
bad.
That bullshit. That's that bullshit.
Pen,
no, that's TMI. I ain't want supposed to say that, but it's all good.
Yeah, fuck it now.
Keep on
fucking.
Yeah, everybody do them up. We threw with it on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm definitely through with it. I'm at Taco Bell's. I'm through with it on y'all for a second. Hold on.
What's up, DJ Sweet? Checking in.
Y'all, what it do?
Making ranch to
what it do, Sweet?
It's right almost Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm almost through with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm finna start breaking up with a bunch of my men. I'm almost through.
I'm blind.
Okay.
Actually,
I've been through with it. Feezy.
What's happening?
I'm through with you.
Hey, you know what's
wrong?
I have
sent you some pictures in your email, and you ain't got there to respond back, so I guess you ain't like what you seen.
He better not send you. You better not open no.
First of all, let me stay out of it. I ain't talking to you. Stevie.
Elliot?
Stevie, like I said.
I didn't receive anything in my email, so you might want to send it again. You know, we had a problem with that last time.
Damn thing. Keep on, huh?
I'm going to send it.
You want to make sure he get it, copy me on that.
And on that note, y'all, I'm going to go to the first song, Roscoe Dash featuring Rick Ross, Show Out, remix style, baby.
Hot Talk Radio.
Never sweat them for no ass. 40 on my rolling, new turbo panorama. Rolling like I stole it, black and gold Louisiana. Cooking like a chemist, 200 on my tennis. I just do it like I'm Nike, ask them nicely who be spinning in it.
Everywhere I go,
that's my new theme music right there.
Huh?
That's my new theme music right there.
Shout out,
that's my theme music.
Me too.
One time for my homeboy DJ Cut, Rolling with Rocco Dash. That's Lisa June DJ. That boy down, he crucial with it. Very, very young talent. All of that.
Now, is Rocco Dash Travis Porter?
No, those are two different people.
Okay, because they
Travis
sound like...
Travis Porter is actually the name of the band, I think. Like, it's like three of them. And I think Travis Porter is the actual name of the band.
Because they all look like the Mohawks and with the glitter and the doggy chains and, you know.
Yeah. Right.
What happened was Roscoe Dash was talking about it. He said, I think he said that Travis Porter was the nigga that tried to rip his song from him. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
He fucked around one time and came to a show, you know what I'm saying? And them niggas was performing the song without his verse in it. That turned up shit, you know what I'm saying? The niggas had to turn it into their song. You know what I'm saying?
He went and got Soulja Boy, gave him 16, and made the video, and that's what came on 106 and Paul.
Okay,
so we
basically
people
just
fight.
Where is
Sweet? All the way up on
the
ass.
Oh, okay, because I'm not looking at the screen right now. I'm getting some loud pack or whatever.
Hot Talk Radio, what it do?
What it did?
I can't call it, man. You know, I'm just keeping the pepping on this side.
You know,
man,
I get
some
five ass. You know what? He talk like he about 45, 50. Man, just doing his thing the best way I know how. You know what I'm saying? And one way I know I do this shit, and that's slick as hell. I get some. That's my cousin. And he makes me sick. You know tomorrow's Pete's birthday.
Come on, man. You know how player we is, man. Through the whole family, man. You know how player the family is, man.
You know tomorrow's Pete's birthday, right?
Tomorrow whose birthday?
Peaches.
Oh, true.
And
that
cream.
Say happy birthday. I wish the one, but now it's your time.
I'm going to have to send it on Facebook. I sent a message on Facebook saying,
nigga, tell bro, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, cousin Peaches.
Yeah, I guess what I'm going to have to send it on Facebook and shit. Nigga, say happy birthday.
Well, you know,
happy
I know she's listening.
Huh?
Did she tune in? You thought it was a tune in?
You said she was, but you know, you can always go back because all shows are on demand. Just visit the website www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio and select your show and hit play and enjoy. And if you have any problems outside of that, when you visit the site, click the little button that looks like a little microphone that says podcast, and you'll get all the shows from the beginning to the end.
Or you can call the doctor.
Who the... See... I ain't got time to play the reject tonight.
You dealing with rejects tonight? We're not rejects.
Okay.
You through with it? You almost through?
I can't believe somebody's trying to Skype in on me. I'm finna hang that ass up.
Alright, why the fuck is she driving with her motherfucking brakes on, man?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Wait.
Low rate.
Shout
out the old National Highway with these old bus ass drivers.
Another
you know
time you be repping your neighborhood. So don't try to talk shit about them now. Shout out to 678-663. We see y'all there. Thank you for calling. Enjoy the show.
Oh, bus.
Now, back to the topic at hand. For those that are just tuning in. I'm beginning to get a lot of people saying, you know, y'all are tripping with the relationship topic. But the truth is, the relationships rule the world. You either in one, just got out of one, or getting ready to go into another one. Do y'all agree?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I agree with that one.
I guess.
I'm gonna be the hard headed one, I guess.
When I get through pimp slapping you, you gonna agree.
Man, come on. Come on, Cleve. Come on.
You're gonna walk over, but you're gonna limp back.
Man, you better be glad I got a goddamn my ankle fucked up, Lady Lee, because I'm telling you, if I wasn't on Old National, I'd be right there to your way, baby.
No, if you wasn't on Old National, you'll be on Creole Road.
Nah, you know what?
Sean, I ain't with this shit today. Sean?
What's Sean?
Hey!
See that? That's
up. What's up, you wildin'?
Every time we try to let her in, hold on, Sean. Sean.
Damn,
I guess the baby making smoothies again.
I'm going to hear the smoothie machine. Who can't talk when his girlfriend is?
Why you say you guess so? Why you say you guess so?
Because
you say you're gonna be hard head tonight. Let's get the hard head opinion tonight.
No, I'm just saying, I think money rules. You know what I'm saying? Money is the root of all evil. I think money rules the world, but you know, relationships. You know, I guess you semi right catch 22.
I'm always right on Lady Libra. I'm never
you ain't wrong. Always right. Your ass is wrong. You be wrong half the time.
Will I be
but,
wrong
you know,
if I stab your ass?
Oh, come on in. I'm so sick of you talking shit. Girl.
5-5-4-4-3-2-2.
I talk radio. This bitch talk more shit. Boy, let me tell you something.
Thanks for listening.
But, ooh. I might have to get on motherfucking 75 South real quick. Real motherfucking quick.
I know.
Anyway, like I said, man, that's my opinion. That's what it is.
You know I'm right.
Swerve.
I mean,
so y'all don't fire about who, right? First one hit my hand.
First one buff a cap. I ain't gonna hit. I'm gonna buff a cap.
First one hit my hand. That one hit my hand. That shit going on the radio.
All that bullshit.
Good.
Hola, come on, star.
Who said shit? So anyway. And for those of you all who this topic does not apply to, we still welcome you to listen in because the entertainment will be off the damn chains because I have a lot of special needs gone wild hosts, and, you know, they liable to say anything. So tune in and listen to their retarded ass because I'm the only one talking with some sense. All right, now let's move on. So,
she is lying to y'all. Don't let that girl do that.
Every other second. She, come on. Shut the hell up. Come on. Come on. God damn. Come on. What's next? Come on. She about to say something stupid. But
the doctor's in the building tonight. We got Dr. Swerve. You know, he's the renowned doctor that everybody be requesting because he brings so much knowledge and he's so understanding. You know,
yeah.
Dr. Swerve, tell the world what's up.
I would like to say what's up, world. Dr. Swerve is in the building.
Praising.
I loved how you doctored on me last night, boo.
You know what this nasty trick?
Operation.
She trying, y'all.
Do you, Swerve?
What's that?
Swerve, do you take Wellcare Medicaid? Did you take my insurance?
He cash on,
Medicaid?
Baby. And he don't take sister payments either.
Bitch, first stop hating. Anyway,
no
you take Medicaid.
No charge.
That's right.
No motherfucking charge. Mama Rossi is in the motherfucking building. Let's get it together.
You take the money out of my pocket, and that's where.
Hold on, because I'm at motherfucking Taco Bell now.
You know
hey, what? How you doing?
This Taquito Taco Bell looking ass motherfucker.
Okay.
What was I?
Can I get a number?
Bitch, can you mute? Let me mute this call. I'll be damned if I'm going to be mistreated tonight. All right.
She trying, world. She trying.
Like I said, a doctor's in the building tonight, and we have the remedy for your misery. What are some of the things that you will put up with before you were in a relationship? You know how you bend your rules. Okay, you know, I'm going to let that little bit slide. You know, I ain't trying to just get rid of his ass or kick her ass to the curb. I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to try to give her a moment to fix this shit and clean it up. Or did your new lover reveal something to you and now you want to end the relationship? You know, they might say some shit like, well, you know, this really ain't my house. Or, you know, I really well fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? Tell me some of the shit that they revealing to you. You know, I really ain't got the money I portrayed hell. You, oh, this shit is over. No. I can't do it. If your lover does this one more time, you got one more motherfucking time to pull this shit, and this shit is a wrap. I'm walking out that motherfucking door, and I'm never looking back. You got one. No, you got one more time. You got half a fucking time. Easy, be fine. We're going to get a word of time to marinate on this shit. You introduce your next song, and I'm finna get me something else to drink.
I have a question for you.
Shout out to the West Coast, y'all. We're going to come back to you, Sean.
We're going
to come
back
to you. We're going
to come
back to
you. I need to cancel life legal.
What now?
Handle your business, pimp.
They be like, smooth, what? Can you teach me how to dug it? You know why? Cause all the bitches love me. Ay. All I need is a beat that's super bumpin'. And for you, you to back it up and dump it. Get it. Put your arms out front, lean side to side. They gon' be on you when they see you hit that duggy ride. Ain't nobody fucking with my bro from on the side. He go by Bubba and he hit that death like thunder. Okay. I ain't from Dallas, but I D-Town boogie. Yep. I show my moves off to everybody trying to do me.
Exactly.
I lead the functions and all the ladies trying to screw me. Now you just do you and I'ma do me.
All day.
Niggas love to hate, so they try to screw me. Bitches be stuck to me. I think they try to glue me. I make the party shine bright when it started glooming. This beat was bubble gum, so I had to chew it.
Teach me how to dug it.
All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggie.
Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie.
All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggie.
That name is Young.
Yeah.
For them dudes who don't know me.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm from the West, but I can teach you how to duggie.
Yes,
I step up in the club. All these bitches bug me.
You
and a nigga dancing. None of them know me.
Uh-huh.
I hear the spot screaming.
All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggie.
Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie.
All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me.
Yep.
All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggie.
Hey. Back of the party, I don't really like the boogie. I'm just trying to get Ben and me the thick red bone.
Hmm.
She do a duggie and all them bitches hate it, but I'm about to escape with a bitch and head home. She got a friend, so it's a two-man and I'll run around even if her leg's long.
Yep.
She like you hubby, I think she love me, but I change the subject and I do my duggie. Cause I don't give a fuck, blow trees, get money, me smooth, hef in the back with Playboy bunnies. We gon' make them do the duggie in the middle of the bed. And when I asked for some head, the bitch looked at me funny. Ah, bitch, you can't tell me nothing. Star made the beat, I just took it out the oven. I just see the duggie when everybody clubbing. And I hate skinny jeans cause the burner keep rubbing.
Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie.
All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my duggie.
Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie. Teach me how to duggie.
All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. All my bitches love me. You ain't fucking with my Dougie.
Teach me how to
dig it.
Teach me how to
dig it. Hey, all my niggas love me. I'm going to do a remix of that phrasing. All my niggas love me. Starting with them twins in Chi-Town. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? What's going on?
I love you.
What they do, Tim?
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's up, Sean?
I can't call it. I can't call it.
What's I got something to tell you, Sean.
He got nothing. What's up, my man? Like that. I already know. What's up, baby? I like that shit. I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. Because you think he's in Chicago, but he just went to go get me something to eat, so he's really in the A. Thank you. Whatever. Baby, tell her where you at. Yeah, you know, I'm always in the A.
Hey,
yeah, you always in the A on the way to Mama Rising.
All my niggas love me. All my niggas love me. All my niggas love me. So we back on this topic, you know what I'm saying? So our callers get some good. And it's okay because we understand that we're entertaining to some people. And, you know, we want to encourage that. So, you know, just because you don't want to talk, we're not mad at your ass. We ain't mad at your motherfucking... We're not mad at your ass. God damn it. All right.
You got to breathe now. Breathe.
I'm breathing. And drinking at the same time. Now, Feezy.
What's happening?
I just want to know, what are some of the things you will put up with before you just tear that bitch to get the fuck out? Or get the
Dean, can I answer that question for you? I'm going to answer.
You want to answer the question for me?
I would love to answer
the
question for you.
Well, go ahead. Answer the question for me.
I don't answer no motherfucking question for him. He going to answer the question his damn self. Who the hell are you supposed to be?
Not much.
She's swerving and protecting. Don't stop hating.
And swerving, too. You can swerve in the background laughing, too, because we both.
What?
Answer the question.
I'm generous about it. You know, I'm patient.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm real patient, so I ain't quick to jump out there like that, you know.
You old stupid dying ass nigga.
Amazing.
I can't help it. What's happening?
I be ready to get rid of a motherfucker. I'm looking for a reason to get me a new nigga. Go ahead, I'm fine.
Talk to me, Mama Rasta.
Don't mind. Oh, hating ass bitch. Anyway, don't you wear a
super
size
bitch,
13?
Don't forget it. Super bitch.
14.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that for Hot Pot Radio. Big Feezy wears a size 14 shoe, and his middle finger is longer than his index finger. I'm just putting
you
it out there, Hot
Pot. Off the topic. I'm a damn
you know
what?
I can say what the fuck I want to say. Now continue, Feezy. Thank you, baby.
You can.
I mean, you know, and I appreciate you letting the world know that, Mama Rasta. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna put me over the top right there.
No, it's
but I mean, I'm real patient. My line ain't that thin. You know, I give you a couple. But as you can see, Lady Libra, it don't take much. It don't sound like it takes much.
You can wake up and yawn too long and it's over. Fuck you yawning like
man.
That for? What's wrong with you?
Hey.
What?
You ain't supposed to be like that.
I'm Lady Libra. I can be like I want to be. That's what I do.
What the fuck I said?
I hope y'all heard what the fuck I said.
Yeah,
what you saying? I didn't hear you.
I said,
my nigga got one more motherfucking time to leave a piece of hair in the sink, and I swear to God, it's over. I mean, goddamn, I don't care if it must. I ain't got time. But
well, you're supposed to console him on that. You know, we sensitive about that subject.
No. I can't stand no motherfucking toothpaste in my sink, and that motherfucking hair that be falling, I can't deal with that shit. I can't deal with it. I get tired, wake up in the morning, brushing my motherfucking teeth, and it's a piece of hair getting stuck on my motherfucking arm because it's hair just all on the sink, or hair in the shower. Please
get
pick up your
right food. There.
That shit, or hair on my soul. Get that shit off my motherfucking soul.
Hell yeah. Get his ass. You should shoot his ass. He don't need to live.
I really should.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Niggas don't deserve to live for shit like that.
And they wonder why we get the soap that's in the bottle. I don't want to goddamn have no piece of hair dried up in my soap and that shit scratch me when I goddamn put that shit on me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cool, though. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm
going to help you take his ass out for that shit. I know one thing. If I get one more instant message from somebody talking about you and Mama Rice still doing the show, I'm going to kill their motherfucking ass. One more message. One more. And also, we have the live chat. If you want to chat, just, you know, jump into the chat box, and hopefully we'll know you there, and we'll chat with you. It's High Tide Radio, people. Anything goes. It's almost through Thursday. I'm almost through with your ass. Mama Rise
is almost through. We got somebody with that. We got somebody with their hand up, lady. Maybe you want to go for
them? I want Murder Mom to go easy
in.
On them.
Bring them in.
Murder Mom, you on the line?
EFS in the building. What it do?
What's up, Warren?
Murder Mom.
Smurry G, what up? Lady Lieber, Mama Rossi, what's good, family?
What's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Murder
Mom? Let's go to the caller real quick.
Go ahead and bring the caller.
322, you there? 322, you there?
Yo.
404-322, you there?
Quit laughing.
Yeah.
I
just had to realize you're talking about me. Yeah, I'm here.
What's going down? How you doing? Welcome to My Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? We just on here. Kicking it like good fellas, trying to give people some good advice out there in the world. What's your name?
Okay. 322. We're going to go with that, okay?
322. What's your name, 322? You say 322?
That's
right,
it.
We're
going to
make sure you do that.
Three the second way.
322, what you want us to know? You through with it?
Well, I already don't treat myself. I'm a nigga that kept leaving hair on my bathroom floor. I'm like Mama Pop Paparazzi. That shit wasn't on.
The fuck up.
The nigga was extra hairy.
Hold on.
Yes, the nigga was extra hairy, huh? And then he had to have his back and his motherfucking arm shaved. And then once he shaved all that shit, he'll shake it off. And it's all on the bathroom floor. He's been this nigga.
What was this, a silverback gorilla you fucking with?
Got the caveman.
Wow.
Who's the daddy, huh? I don't know.
What you say, Swerve, so easy a caveman can do it.
I'm telling you.
Hold on.
So, I'm with you on that, hun.
Okay.
Mama Paparazzi.
She said Mama Paparazzi. You know
what? Wait, what's your name? Did I miss
her
name?
That's our new name.
Well, I appreciate that, 322. You're welcome. Make it easy, huh, for me to remember.
She said make it easy for her to remember.
God.
I
That's what's up. Shouts out to my new fan caller 322. Mama motherfucking paparazzi. That's cool.
That's cool then. Paparazzi with me, boo.
How we know who paparazzi is?
She incorporated both of y'all.
Harry rocked it.
Hey,
what's your name?
One.
Mama
Paparazzi. It's Hot Top Radio, baby. Well. Anything goes. Nothing is it. Oh. We hope we don't offend you.
You gonna offend Paparazzi?
Hey, folks, Sean.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. We about to go into y'all's song right now. Obama's in my pocket, dog. We pushing this song so hard because it's so hard. I mean, let us know, like, is this going to be on y'all album or
what is this?
It's like, all right. Well,
let's
we need
do
to make
it,
sure we get our hands on that. Obama's in my pocket. Holla back. Twin Folk, Chi-Town in the building.
Let's get it.
Yeah. 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 8240
million. Twin Folk. You know we got that Obama money, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're counting that right now.
I got Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket. Hey. Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket.
Hey.
Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I got Obamas in my denim, $100 pair I'm wearing, like my pocket filled up with millions.
Hey.
My flow is off the ceiling, with my money, yes, I be spending. Got me feeling like I'm Nino, acting just like I'm a
villain.
Hey. I'm an animal, I'm a problem. No, sir, I cannot be famed. When it comes to Barack Obamas, I do away with pocket change. This recession, copping jewelry, my designer Louis V. Way beyond fly, see my pilot taking us overseas.
Hey.
Loaded, loaded, overloaded. Yeah, my jeans are overflowing. Like this Ciroc that I'm pouring. Filling up my cup with a little bit of orange. Now we pouring.
Hey.
Out of state. Packing clubs and coliseums. That's why I be wearing shades. Haters sweat, I don't
I
see
got Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket. Hey.
Obama's in my pocket.
Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
My flow is nasty, other words I'm sanitary. You said you hot as me, first, no, secondary. Do you understand it clearly? You can't relate, fam, cause I'm ballin' out of this world, so you can call me Space Jam. Money was prescribed as my medicine. Homie, I have evidence, this right, this shit's a heritage.
Hey.
Do you know your history? You don't well go and look it up. You can call me the cable man, yes fam, I'm about to hook it up. So why you in my target? Officer, what the charge is? 25 to life, cause we banging out the hardest. These Obamas in my pocket just refers to having profit. 24/7 equals the grind. Do you agree? Well, get behind
it. Got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey. Job. Green money, white house, stay low-key in the armor car. Big doors, marble floors, top flight security. The size of my guard, like the Statue of Liberty. You talking reckless,
man.
Go check our record,
man.
You get the message,
man.
Very impressive,
man.
You see us go hard like we rocking in a mosh pit. You can't help but see us cause we stick out like a bird. It's on the hood of your Suburban. You take time and pipe it off. Tony Danza on these mo. Y'all know who's the boss. There's no replacement. Your money's lower than the basement. We hustle till we ancient. Can't keep up, put on your age.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket. Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the motherfucking speaker. And I got Obamas in my pocket, rocks in my socks, you know, boulders for your shoulders, hey, whatever. You're my boy, twin folks that came down from the Chi-Town last weekend. We were here at a night on the town. It was called Chi-Lanta. And Chi-Lanta is not a one-time event because we are as one now. Yes, that's right. I married all three of them. So that makes us Chi-Lanta. I mean, it may be against the law, but that's what I do. I break laws. And if you don't like it, go tell your mama. I don't know.
What's she going to do?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on.
She might give you some advice to how to be a player like me.
That's cool, too.
We'll take it.
Where my mama paparazzi at? Where my Sean?
What?
Where my wit?
Oh, hey. I'm just going to tell y'all, I'm glad we friends, you know what I'm saying? Because I give a motherfucker one goddamn time.
To do what, baby? Tell me about it.
To do what?
To get your motherfucking hair done when you say you're my lady and step out that motherfucking house with some weave in your head.
Weave in your head?
Don't matter.
I mean, I got a question.
That's just straight.
27 piece, wig, whatever you want to call it, any type of motherfucking unnatural hair is a wrap.
Oh, but I'm
I mean, why is it a problem? I need to know.
You might want to say that for another show.
I need to know. I mean, I guess a woman with hair, I always want to know why men have a problem with weed. Because, I mean.
I just want a natural woman. That's just my choice.
And that's why you got me, baby.
If so many women wear weed, y'all don't know. How you know the difference? You pull her hair. If she got their hair sewed in right, you ain't going to know.
I do whatever it takes to find
out. Leaving weave all up in the damn sink, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Right. Get that shit off my sink.
Some of y'all going bald. I mean, come on. Y'all leave us no room for our cures. We look at you. Okay, damn, he bald in 30. Shit, what the hell going to happen to my child? My son, he going to be bald, too? Are you serious? No. Y'all need Rogan.
Get all the damn weeds out my closet.
Huh?
How about
Excuse
that?
Me?
Get all them damn wigs. Get all them damn wigs out my closet.
What? Rogaine. I'm tired of leaving in the bathtub, cleaning the bathtub, and finding a black dye when you just left the barbershop too. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Oh,
you're right.
Don't get that black shit get on your pillowcase, too, huh?
Yeah. Y'all really don't want us to go there. Seriously.
That black shit fuck up pillowcase.
That shit. One more time. Hold on, people. Excuse me. I wanted to welcome my listeners that we have on the line. Welcome to High Talk Radio. Don't be afraid. We see you. 754-681-532-604. Welcome. Continue to listen. In the event that you want to say something, press the number 1, and your hand will fly up, and we will come to you. But in case you came in the middle of the show, and you want to know what we're talking about, this is what we're talking about. Tonight, the doctors are in the building, and we have the remedy for your misery. What are some of the things that you will put up with before you end a relationship? Did your new lover reveal something to you and now you want to end the relationship? Well, you know, baby, these ain't my real teeth. Well, you know, I wear a lot of weed. I know you thought I was Indian, but this is a weed. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, get us to vent because, you know, we got Dr. Swerve on the line. We got Dr. Sean, Dr. Mama Paparazzi, Dr. Ellen, Dr. Lady Lupa. We are in the building and it's going down. And if your lover does this shit one more fucking time, you got one more time to nut on my back and don't wipe it off. And this shit is over. You got exactly. One more time. Look, you got one more time. Now tell me you're finna come. And you quit. You got one more time, and this shit is over.
Man, you know what's coming.
I know,
that's exactly. That's the only reason
you got to move. You got to move. You can't wait on them to move. You got to be like, oh, hold up. I'm just move now.
No. I don't understand, because, see, I mean, your reaction is
you
fine.
Know.
Like, what?
You know. This is leaving me alone.
You got one more time to leave the seat up in the bathroom.
Now, that's some nasty shit. I hate me.
You got
so why
one
y'all
more time.
Do that?
Look, the guys may say you got one more time to leave the seat down.
Whatever.
Leave it.
You got one more time. You got one more time to shit and let shit splash up on the back of the goddamn toilet.
What?
One more time.
And wait on you to get it off.
No, you got one more time to leave no tissue on the damn roll and just leave it there. Really?
Yeah.
Chase the damn roll, motherfucker. He's right to the left. To the left for you.
Shit, y'all got one more time to drive my motherfucking car and don't put no gas in the motherfucker when you get up out of there.
That's hey, you don't have no gas in there no damn way.
Y'all
have
one more time to sit here and eat and don't take out the damn garbage.
What?
No.
Wait a minute. Who said that? Murder
Mom? My nigga left the seat up because y'all be running your mouth all the time, see? That's the problem.
I'm saying,
you know
who
I mean?
Said that? Who said that about the gas?
That was your
you
fan.
No.
That
okay,
was your fan.
Gas.
That
you,
was 322. That was 322, Mama Paparazzi.
No, I'm just saying because I do it like U-Haul. Whatever that hand at, that's where it's going to be when I get out the car.
And the nigga
oh, hell
with
no.
That.
I ain't putting no extra. If it's $2 in there, if it's on a quarter of a tank, you're going to get it at a quarter of a tank.
There you go. Why fill it up for his ass to ride around and go nowhere?
I know. It
go
nowhere.
Now.
Why you
oh, to the bar. They go to the bar to get some old baby
jeans. I ain't got nothing but lace front shopping. So, you know what I mean? That's wasting gas, man.
I'm about to
see that.
You know what? I'm
trying
to
look
stupid, you go. Right. You see, Murder Mom, keep on talking about this lace front shit. You know, you got one more time to say something
he
about
like
lace
this
front.
Shit.
And I'm going
to be like the lace front.
You know, I get up under
this
skin.
Hey,
lace
front.
You
convince
him to put real hair until he realized that it was flapping up by our ears.
You got one more time to pull all your hair back and put a rubber band on that shit and ain't but half an inch hanging out the other side of the rubber band.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, boo. She about to wrap, she about to wrap the rest of the hair on there. You give up me. She got clip on, wrap on, whatever.
You got one more time to get up and wash your dick off and don't bring me a rag, too. You got one more time.
Speak all it.
Literally laying there all sticky.
Splash around in the shit. You got one more time.
You got one more time to bring me a cold ass rag. You know, now you know hot water kill germs.
You got one more time to bring me the same rag you just washed your dick off with.
Wait a minute now.
Why
Jerry,
do they do
Jerry,
that though?
Jerry,
like, they just warmed up
Jerry,
the water for themselves.
Hey, Sharon's caring. Don't act like that.
You might as well have another thing.
But then you
want to
wash the clothes.
You ain't getting no different one. You're going to get the same one. We're going to shout.
Don't even get up then.
And
just
gonna,
all
and you're going to like it.
But you don't wash clothes, though, so it don't matter.
I ain't boxes over here sitting.
We got a caller on the line that want to say what she's talking about. LaTanya, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. Lady Libra.
Hey.
Well,
hello, LaTanya.
What's happening? Welcome to High Talk Radio.
Huh?
I said, welcome to High Talk Radio.
All right. I ain't been able to listen too much long, but I'm on here.
Okay, you enjoying yourself? You got something you want to add to the topic?
No, ma'am. I'm just listening.
Oh, you just listening. Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, this is High Talk Radio. Nothing is taboo, so we hope we don't offend you.
I'm grown.
They will offend it.
She just wanted to say what's up to you.
Oh, okay. What's up? Thank you for calling in. Make sure you tune in again. We're going to be going 6 days a week in about 2 weeks, so you could just pick your show and enjoy.
Make sure you call back when we talk about them lace fronts, because we're going
now
in.
What?
It's your head too full, isn't it?
I tell you what, I'm going to go ham if I see another girl with a lace front on and got the top part all the way up, like right below her eyebrows with the glue hanging out. You got to pull that thing up and line it up with your hairline. They be killing me with that bullshit.
That's all
they sure don't look right.
Excuse me.
Good,
now, unless you gay, you can't talk about that. We talking about the shit that our lovers do.
No, I'm just saying.
That's another topic. You say that for next week. We going to have Jamal talking about what women want Wednesdays with these lace front wigs.
We need to get him an episode about lace front.
Word up. Tune in and shit. We going in.
He was bad. He rubbed the head to the good head and shit came out. Did it come out where you were pulling it? You was hitting in front of back. It just come out? I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. You have been disturbed by a lace front. That's not good.
I mean,
you like
fake
nails.
You like nails.
Do I like who? Nails.
Fingernails.
Yeah, if they're done. I don't like hangnails. You know what I'm saying?
If they're real.
You don't want no hangnail. Yo, straight up. Lace fronts is like, I don't know, it's kind of played. They need to do something else, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody pulling them back so you can see the line, like they got like some kind of tape up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. You know. Swap it out.
I don't know.
Hey, y'all got one more motherfucking time to walk out the house doing a little low-top ugly-ass Chuck Taylors on.
Mad ass.
Where do you do that at?
Motherfucker. Exactly. That's my
point.
Okay. We got another caller we want to bring on. We want to respect our callers because we want them to continue to call back. So I'm going to bring on P-Jack Starworth. P-Jack Starworth, say what's up to the world in Hot Talk Radio land.
Hey, what up, world, with Hot Talk Radio. Shout out to Mama Roxy. Shout out to the whole Hot Talk
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know y'all doing your thing. I've been listening in. You know, this ain't the first time I called to listen in, so I know y'all be doing y'all thing. Y'all grind. You know.
Did you hear us talk about
the bring it live?
Yeah.
You want to bring it live?
That's the one want us to bring it live.
You said what now?
Are you sure you want us to bring it live to the wine tasting? Are you sure?
Hey, you saw that? The loud pack.
I don't know.
We gonna keep it growing. But you know how we roll. You know
no,
how
we don't. That's
you
an elegant event, and you want us to be out there rolling blunts and shit. I took offense to that.
You took offense to that?
Hell
I know
yeah.
We're going
to be in suits and dresses talking about some fast blunt, nigga.
Did you bring your sister?
What's that?
We're not
y'all came for the last one, man. Big up to that, too, man. Y'all represented at the wine tasting, man. That was a big move right there. Y'all doing them power moves. That's what I like.
I know
y'all going to be in the building on the 12th.
Oh, somebody say power moves?
You said,
yeah,
what's that?
Somebody say power moves.
He just said it.
Power moves.
He said power moves.
Power moves being made.
Yeah, you know we'll be there.
We'll be down with the loud pack.
With the loud pack. Y'all got to stay in the parking lot, though. With
no,
the loud
pack. No, you told us we bring that in with the great cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, no. We got that wine for you, though. We got the wine and the drinks on deck. For the complimentary. So tell your folk, man, complimentary drinks on us, you know what I'm saying, 7 to 8 o'clock. We're going to have the...
We're
going to have...
We're going to be on time.
You know how we're doing.
Be dressed
okay.
early.
You should have said that first.
I should have said
late.
That first.
We're jumping on 75 right now.
I'm telling you.
Hey, big up to my partner, Reginald Johnson, and Clarence C. Dub. You know, he's going to be on the ones and twos. He's going to be in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? The whole Divine Elements Entertainment. You know, so y'all come through, represent, man. You know, represent your folk, Hot Talk Radio, doing their thing. You know. But it's all good, man. I'm enjoying the whole conversation. Y'all doing y'all thing.
All
right.
Appreciate it,
bro. For
sure, man. You wanna comment on the topic?
Hey, I'm plead the fifth right now, man. You know. I can dig it though. I definitely can dig it.
What you can dig? The lace front.
The lace front. Hey, you know what?
He can be the shout.
Hey, my woman got natural hair, so, you know, I did that natural
there
hair.
You go, my nigga.
You know
there
you
go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you
go. I'm going
to
go all with the 100.
Hair,
I'm 100 with it.
Finally, a voice of reason.
For real.
See,
like
y'all saw the Lady J, what's your name, PJ? Shout out to Lady PJ.
That's right.
Well, y'all niggas got one more time to come home from work and think y'all can slide by 2 days without taking no shower.
What?
Now,
see,
that's nasty. Keep your ass out now.
Yeah, that is nasty. Yeah,
keep your
ass
out.
Where they do that at?
Keep your ass out.
Yeah, for real.
Keep
your ass
out. It's time to rot.
That's when
and
niggas
y'all women
living like a Viking right there.
Right
here.
Lord Jesus.
You got one more time to say, look, you know we back on my favorite subject. You got one more time to tell me it's been a minute. That's why you came so fast, and it's going to be a problem. You got one more time.
You got one more time to tell me that you ain't never done that before, and I'm the first one.
My hands would be right
like
at
a
this
pro.
Moment.
She ain't never done that before.
Yeah, wow. She do it like a pro, and think that I don't know.
No.
Wow.
Can
I give a shout out to somebody who she ain't gonna raise her hand? What's up, cuz? Hey, Wanda. Hey, Pierre. I know y'all out there listening. I just wanted to say what's up.
Wanda and Pierre, I got that ear tuned in right now.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, I missed your birthday, homeboy. It's your boy, Ezell. I got to get that next time.
That sounds like a devil name.
It
wow.
is. He's a devil.
And my girl, Wanda. Shout out to Wanda, too.
She's on it now, right now.
She's no gangster.
She said she can't hit one because she smokes. She doesn't feel I deal with.
Hell no. I'm gonna roll into the next song.
Damn, can I welcome the caller? Shout out to 64631. Welcome to High Five Radio. Polo the One, we see you. We bring you in. We got to go to a break, and then we'll bring your ass in because there's some things I want to say to you. You got one more time to do this shit, and this relationship is over. Handle it for you.
All right, we're going to Bruno Mars featuring Lord. Brand new, Dance in the Mirror. Check this out. One time for y'all, High Five Radio.
Up in the morning, jumps in the shower, then rubs on a lotion while she's wrapped in a towel. Ain't no music on, but she danced to perfection. I swear the bathroom's the club, the way she's showing love. Sleep.
What's up, world? Ty Ty Radio. Nothing is taboo, and we hope we don't offend you. Call in. Raise your hand. We promise we won't be gentle with you. We got Mama Riza coming to you.
What it do, Hot Talk Radio? What's going on? What's up, callers? People online. People all over the world. People wanting to be online. People who can't afford to be online. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, though.
Don't forget my friends in Africa and Germany.
Yeah, what's going on over there in Africa? Like I always say, Hot Talk Radio. Y'all know how we do. I'm coming to y'all tonight with just, you know, put a little sports section out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't think I be knowing what I'm talking about, but I do. So
he do.
Topic of the night, could Jamarcus Russell be the latest project for the Bengals? The Cincinnati Bengals have a history of giving players a second chance, so maybe y'all won't be shocked to hear that the recently released quarterback, and let me add, sorry-ass quarterback, Jamarcus Russell, could possibly be a Bengal. So now the speculation is spinning full speed since they announced their latest second choice, Adam Pac-Man Jones, ATL's own. So let's see if Jamarcus Russell will get a chance to redeem himself, because he was a fuck-up in Oakland. That's it for tonight. Mama Rossi checking in for the sport.
Mama Rossi, can I ask you a question about that?
Yes, you can.
Did you ever get a chance to see Jamarcus play in college at LSU? Have you ever seen? Did you see him play there?
You know what? I've seen some highlights, and from the way he played in college to the way he played in the NFL, It was like it was two different people. I don't know if maybe.
Now, he's been in the league how long now? 4 years? Something like that?
Yeah, about 4 years.
That man has been through five coaches.
He could be dried up. I don't know. Maybe he froze. I don't know if. I mean, I don't know. It just
He's been through five coaches. He's been through five coaches in 4 years.
It don't matter.
You know, you're learning a different system every year. So, you know, to his chagrin, he should have been in there working this shit out. They said he's lazy. They did say he's a lazy motherfucker now. They did put him out there like that.
He looked lazy. I mean, you know, he lost a little weight last year. You know, I see him trying to, you know, lose a little weight, whatever the case may be. But some, you know what, you can't make nobody no quarterback. He is not a quarterback to me. I'm sorry. I mean, I might put his fat ass on the line or something like that, but he ain't no quarterback. So that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Sorry.
DJ Sweet.
Yo, yo.
You got a little entertainment beat for us, man?
Yeah, man. You know, it's Thursday night, man. So, you know, we're getting ready for the weekend and stuff, man. And all y'all people that's cruising around town and stuff, man, you know. I want to let y'all know some new hot music that's out, man, that y'all might want to get, man. Something like that new Game mix CD, man, you know what I'm saying? Game got a new mix CD out called The Red Room, you know, for the gangsters, man. Y'all can cop that real quick, man. You got a couple of cuts on that thing that you might like. And also for the cool and the player people, man, it's this new artist out, man. They call Wiz Khalifa, man, you know what I mean? He got a little CD out called Cushion Orange Juice, man, that y'all might want to check out too, man, you know, that thing faking and all that stuff, man. And all them down south folks, man, you know, Devin the Dude got a new CD out, man, that thing's called Sweet 420, you know, for all the old school Devin the Dude fans out there, you know. He's still keeping the real.
I be in the bathroom boo-booing.
You know what? I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, man, you know this. This for the street people. Oh, what up?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
When you say that the Game is coming out with a CD, is this the Game?
No, it's a CD out.
Okay. What I'm saying is, which Game are we talking about? Are we talking about the Game with the butterflies tattooed on his face or the Game with the L.A. on his face? Because I get mixed up. Like, is this the Thug Game or is this the butterfly?
Hey, man, you know, Game, you know, he tried to cross over for everybody, man. But, you know, his roots is real gangster, man. So
I'm just
check
saying,
out
I don't know, because I'm just asking. I know one time he was crying a lot. He was a crybaby and something was going on. I was just confused. Okay.
Well, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a huge Game fan, but, you know, if the music hot, man, I let it be known that it's hot. You know, I'm letting you know what I be bumping in my jukebox. So, you know, that's how that go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
Game, man, I got to co-sign that Game.
I want y'all to check out that new Corrupt CD, too, man. Corrupt got a new CD out called Streetlights, man. Y'all might want to check that out. And, Rick Ross, man. Rick Ross got one out called Tough Learn Done, man, if y'all didn't know. Check that out. And that's about it right now, man. You know, I'm going through my new Too Short, man. Too Short got a new album out called Still Blowing. You know, he old school for the old school people. So that's what it is, man.
I mean,
for
that,
entertainment, man.
Man,
yeah.
That's
my
word.
Yeah.
Why you trying to say it like short?
Hey, man.
Yeah. That nigga might be 20 years.
Hey, man, I've been listening to Too Short since 1983, man, since I was in kindergarten, dog.
Nigga, that means you about
4. Charlie, that's what I grew up out for, man.
Come on,
man,
you listening to that shit at 4?
Man, you know my mama was a real P.I., man. I told y'all about the Mother's Day, man, how my mama raised a true player around him, man. You know, the Too Short is my favorite rapper still, and that's how I go. But that's about
good
it,
show.
Though, man, for as far as the music, man. I'm going to keep y'all in tune, man, with the new music, man, because, you know, the TV don't promote these hip-hop artists no more and stuff like that. So, you know, I keep them in the airways for Hot Talk Radio.
Shout out to all the independent artists out there. I have heard that Game and Birdman and Lil Wayne, Everything Red. That's a hot song, man.
That's it,
yo,
man.
Hot song.
Shout out to 7-8-6-9-8. Thank you for calling in and listening.
I'm telling you, the Game, the Game, the Game, the Red Room, I'm telling you, he got balls and balls on that thing for 20 minutes, bro. That thing hot, man. But really, though, on a real tip, though, man, that Wiz Khalifa Kush orange juice, that's what everybody want to hear right now, man. I'm telling you. Y'all might want to check that out for real, man. So go to your local stores or something, man, and cop that Kush orange juice by Wiz Khalifa. I'm out.
That's what it do. Appreciate it, DJ Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the topic.
Yeah.
Lady Lever.
Shout out to 706-718. Welcome to High Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We got Polo the One on the line. Let's get his ass riled up and see how long he going to be before I get rid of him.
Polo.
I wish we see. What's up? What's up? It's Polo checking in, you know. Ill Fam, Rich Stars Entertainment. You know how we do it.
What's up, Polo?
Not much. I'm
not giving the topic.
I'm
going to start cussing.
Here she goes.
Polo, we out here tonight. We got a topic for tonight. And, you know, we want to know what are some of the things that you'll put up with before you end a relationship. Like, is it some things you just outright sick of that you just can't deal with? You know, how thin is your line?
Oh, what I put up with before I end a relationship?
Yeah.
Shout out to 770-889. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no. I put up with a lot of stuff, but if you dirty and your body odor is bad, or you know what I'm saying, you just don't keep yourself pretty much like a lady or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, your vagina or whatever is just so bad, you know what I'm saying, I can't put up with that, like for real.
No reason.
And if you dress bad,
wow.
You're a girl, you're supposed to be girly or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
Shut up.
Like, you a girl or whatever. You supposed to dress like a girl, not like a dude all the time or whatever. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes nigga want to see his girl beat up. You want to see her, you know what I'm saying, all dressed out all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, show her how to do something. You do that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw the deuces. Like, for real.
Choking the deuce is so high.
So high.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because to me, a relationship, you whatever, is your attraction to that person, your love for that person. So, say in the beginning, both of y'all looking good, and then also y'all just start looking down like trailer park trash or hood or whatever, then you like, man, I don't want her no more. You know what I'm saying? Straight. The only thing I'm looking for is a bad girl I can, you know what I'm saying, go out or show out with. Because what... I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm saying you got to keep yourself up, man. You got to keep yourself up. I don't want no trashy girl around me or whatever. I'm just saying. Just like Jesus said, I'm just saying.
Hold on.
What's up?
You got one more time to put them doodle drawers at the bottom of the washer, you know, the wash bucket.
Who'll do that? Well, you ain't got to worry about me. I stay fresh, so ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing to me for my appearance or whatever. Because I was taught by my mama, always keep your appearance up no matter what.
Polo, be fresh.
Who is that talking in the background?
That's my best friend, B.
Okay, well, you're going to need to tell her to move away from the phone. Or I'm going to
bust them in head.
Whatever, straight, yeah.
No,
I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. Straight all the way.
But you got one more time. I got one more time.
Hold on now. Slow down. Slow down. Pump your brakes.
You got one more time to talk to me like that, Phoebe.
No, not you.
You got one more time to talk to me like that, Phoebe.
You say Phoebe?
Yeah. I'm telling
really?
You, he got one more time to talk to me like that.
Oh, he got one more time to talk to you like that.
Say word.
That's Polo's motherfucking daughter. How the fuck you gonna tell him what to do?
Exactly.
Polo the One. Excuse me.
Now, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna give it to you raw and uncut. That's how we do it on Hot Talk.
Yeah, he gonna give it to you raw.
Oh, really?
Come and try to give me something raw, and I'm getting
it. You got one more time to look. To look at the rubber on the counter and don't use it. You got one more time.
You got one more time.
You got one more time to say, go ahead, I can't get pregnant.
Exactly. You got one more time to say, oh, that's just a hair bump. That's a razor bump.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. Y'all off the chain. You got one more time to have earwax coming out your ear. No, goddamn, get this shit up out of there. That's nasty.
With them Q-tips.
With the Q-tips. Ew.
You got one more time to fart while we sleep in the bed after sex.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, you can turn right here. Turn right here. Yeah. But on the new music, whatever, y'all forgot Chip dropped a new mixtape called Fuck a Mixtape or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jeezy dropped a mixtape, Trap and Die 2. Travis Porter, Proud to Be a Problem. There's a lot of people that dropped mixtape, and they fire too. And my mixtape coming out in August called Mission Impossible.
He got
Impossible.
One more time to do this shit. He got one more time to come in like this in the middle of the radio.
Hey, hold on. Slow down.
You got one more time to do this shit.
One more time, then. One more time.
Well,
you're fine for one free.
Motherfucker.
They sound like they trying to pause at the club.
I know.
Oh, well. Nigga ain't paying for that LA, bro. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
They got one more time to do this shit. One more time.
Slow down, Lady Lee.
Oh, I'm not gonna be abused. Who the
hell somebody
DJing. They got one more time to pull this shit. Who doing that?
Who's doing what?
Roy.
Because that's not a good sound.
They got DJ on in background.
We have a lot of listeners, and that's not a good look. Check your background, because you got one more time to do it, and you know what they leave are going to do.
What you
going to
do?
Exactly.
Nothing.
I'm here.
I know my thing.
So you got one more time?
You got one more time. One more time to call me and tell me I don't communicate well. And if I can't reach them, send them an email. It's on their children. It's going to be a problem.
Hey, you know. don't slap nobody.
Oh, I must. That's what I do.
The Celtics
slap
got one more time to lose a damn game to the damn Orlando Magic. That's what's going on.
Oh, that's your mouth, blasphemer, blasphemer.
Got a whole that mule, baby. Don't book your rooms in Boston just yet.
Yeah. We're going to Boston.
Now, see, now I'm going to get Allie with it.
What you going to get Allie?
I'm Allie.
You get ready to get Allie?
Get ready to get
Allie. I'm going to try to say that to me. Hey, Susie, have you ever been in
what's
a situation that? And somebody tell you something about them? Maybe, you know, they call themselves, you know, me and you can easily been together, and you know, I just want to tell you this about me. And then you be turned off and want to break up with them.
I mean, you know, the first time I had to hide behind the house because a boyfriend came over and I didn't know she had one. That was, I was about through with it on that one. I'll peek around the corner and see if the dude Lexus in the little, we're not driveway. It was
awful. Say for instance, he'd be like, you know, I really take Viagra, but I forgot to take my pill today, so we ain't gonna better do that.
Oh, that's you need to answer.
No, you be like.
Hey.
Who are you
talking about,
Agra?
Jose Quavo. All he needs is a shout of Jose Quavo. Is he in the game?
No, it doesn't work.
Whatever.
What do I do for shit like?
Or they do some shit like.
Hey, Sean.
What?
Shit. What the hell they do to you, Sean?
I don't know. You know, I never did that before.
Oh, so you just used to watch us pass around the ball, huh?
Yes, yes.
What? Yeah, whatever.
You got one more time to come from the back of VIP at the strip club and then come out there and start trying to kiss on my neck.
No, you got one more time to be in the strip club and while they throwing money to them girls, you cursing it with your shoes. Now, a lot of that goes. You make more money than the day.
You got one more time to tell me. You got one more time to flex like you got a full grill and then sitting on the dresser before you go to sleep.
Hold up. Now, that might be some good lip service. Hold up. Let's see.
Y'all be messing with my old ass sugar daddies. Don't niggas be
I'm telling you.
You and your new age lace front wig wearing bitches, how the hell are you going to say so?
You make that lace front.
Man.
That night that me and my wife were finna go, he's like, get your lace fronts on, let's go, y'all, don't wait too long. Hold on, let's go, get your lace fronts together. I'm like, damn, I don't want no lace front, man, I got a torque on me.
No,
damn,
you got one more time to mess up my ramp.
You got one more time to get up on that stage when it's showtime and you ain't got no ass and you just moving it with your hand. Try me looking like a
second. You got one more time to get in the bed with your scarf on your head thinking that it's sexy.
Oh, man. Not depressed. You should just turn the music on and end the show right now.
Wait a minute.
You got one more time to tell me to get on top. How about you got a cramp in your leg because you done tapped out. You got one more time to do that shit.
No, you got one more time.
You got one more time to be telling me how wet you get. And then the first thing you do is grab some motherfucking KY.
Stupid.
Y'all open the door on me. One time, my nigga Gucci Mane Trey Songz beat it up, man. Fuck it.
Oh, man,
that
is right now. Yeah.
Swag on, scrumble, that's Bellinion. Two sheets blown, just fuck along. Money never limited, so I sit with benefits. My driver need a passport. All my cars are immigrants. It's so sick of this. History of witnessing. I had a crush equipment. Now I'm single, wanna get with me. Sticky game, they stick to me. If you see your chick with Gucci, think before a bunch of rule it. Ain't my fault your lady choosing. 430 still blowing purple. Oh, ain't birdie rolling dirty. Wardrobe clean and deep detergent. Got your girlfriend picking curses. Say she lonely, Gucci only one with your me in person. When she met me, hold my neck and told me that she loved my
phone. And she calling my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on.
I feel like she's stalking me. You at home and she with me, so morning, it's an argument. Gucci man man be dogging it. Be milled down, straight pounding it. Drilling on your sheets. Got your blanket at the laundromat. Wait, baby girl, throw it back. Old man might catch heart attack. Gucci man, not Harley that. Smack it like I'm mad at that. 26, so passionate. Oral sex, she mastered that. Pornographic poses like she posing for the internet. 1 hour, not finished yet. Never been a minute man. Always been a businessman. Gotta catch the feelings, man. Got a man already now. Acting like I give a damn. Like a now I don't got over short of two
shirts. She calling my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on. She said that's been lonely. He's never around. Said she like my style. He can lay it down. Said he can lay it down.
But I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up.
Come on. Said he can lay it down.
Trace gon' put it on, my shirt off when I put on. She say this her favorite song, she got on my favorite song. She so hot to touch, too feel it too much for lines. Gucci man, I'm extra going, show extra rubbers on my grind. Got your mic that screaming Gucci every Tuesday night, you do it. Wish we could do it more often, but I'm often somewhere flossing. Lay it down like carpet Barbie, Aston Martin, double park it. Beat it like we got a problem, Papa, so she call me Papa. Freaking partners probably never bother with a second option. Hoppin', got the matches poppin', rockin' while her girlfriend watchin'. Freakin' partners probably never bother with a second option. Hoppin', got the matches poppin', rockin' while her girlfriend watchin'.
She callin' my phone. She wanna be grown. We gon' get it on. Said that's been lonely. He's never around. Said she like my style. He can lay it down.
What's up, world? What's up,
everybody? Take this shit off speaker because this is loud.
What's up, world? I'm just a girl that I'm going to leave on the motherfucking speaker. Crazy shit, I'm going to call y'all to see. We got a wild night tonight. It's all through. Sorry.
I know,
Let me see if
the speaker's working now. We having a little technical difficulty. Okay, well, it's not echoing now.
You.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you good.
All right, let's roll. So anyway, we got a wild night tonight. It's almost through Thursday. And it's not saying, like, Thursday is almost over. I'm almost through with this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit is almost over. You got one more time to pull this, and this relationship is over. You know what I'm saying? Have anybody ever revealed something to you, and then all of a sudden you were like, you know what, well, I don't even want to be in this relationship no more because that was just a big damn turnoff. You know, like, baby, this is a toupee. Toupee? What the fuck, man, you 26? What the fuck you doing with a toupee on this early? You want to be slapped fucking? I mean, what the hell? You know, or some nigga, baby, you know, I'm 21, I brings it. 10 minutes later, he threw. Baby, you know, I ain't had it in a long time. So one more time to that shit. This shit is a wrap. I ain't gonna play with y'all young ass niggas. You either go stand up and do right by me, or I'm gonna get rid of your ass. The doctors are in the building tonight, and we got the remedy for your misery. What are some of the things that you are willing to put up with before you end a relationship? You know what I'm saying? I'll take you falling asleep once or twice without seeing about me. But on the third night, the relationship is over. I'd be damned if you're going to fall asleep the third night. Dr. Swerve?
What's happening,
go
baby?
Line to line on that ass, baby, because we need some assistance.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got but one more motherfucking time. I mean, you trying to save some of that motherfucking shit for whoever you marry. Goddamn lie.
You know, when I'm trying to tell me I'm the only one,
or try to come see you before I go to work, and I go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. You got one more time to do this shit. You got
one more time to tell me.
Huh?
You got one more time to tell me you don't want no kids, and then tell me to take off the condom.
Keep the calling them off. It's fine. You got one more time to tell me you don't want no children, but you say I can't get up out of the pussy. You got one more time to tell me that.
You got one more time to come to my house with them holes in your drawers.
No, you got one more time to say, why is she so weak? What the hell kind of question is this?
You got one more time to come to my house without no drawers on.
Then you just I want you to put that nigga out.
Oh. So, is this something wrong with free balling? No free balling? Is this a no free balling zone on the phone?
Why y'all niggas don't free ball? Late night, play metal runs and shit.
With your basketball shorts and your flip flops on and a tank top.
One time, like, fuck it, I got to get there. Free ball.
You got one more time to call around me with a dingy tank top. You got one more white beetle. And it ain't pearly white. You got one more time to do it. Or it got holes in it.
You got one more time not to empty out your bathroom trash can when I come around there and I see all the maxi pads wrapped up in the toilet paper. Nobody wants to see that. And it smells. There's some Febreze in there.
You got one more time to open that top drawer and it's full of rubber. Somebody, these ain't been in here forever.
Yes, y'all do. Y'all would count them motherfuckers.
I don't give a fuck about
you. You got one more time to eat my pussy for a whole hour and then tell me you don't know what came over you. You ain't never did it like that before.
Oh, man. That's crucial.
You got one more time to fake like that. Go ahead, bro.
You got one more time to tell me you stay wet all day when I get round there. That shit like some sandpaper.
See, they stay wet, but not for you. Okay. It wasn't your time.
And then all the vinegar, and I can't even cook. You know, what's up with that? What you do with all the vinegar?
You got one more time to feel like you opening that bullet like it's brand new and that shit already got cum balls on it.
You got one more time to tell me it won't get hard because you got a headache. You been someone fucking around checking on nose.
Some old sugar daddies, man. With the new players.
Hell yeah.
Some Duval niggas, you know what I'm saying? Them Chi-Town niggas, man. We nut on your back and dump ashes on your back. You see what I'm saying?
And don't wipe it off.
Superman your ass.
Straight up.
You got one more time to tell me that you don't like tea.
You nasty,
oh,
mama.
There you go.
You come and let you pee on them. God damn, soon. You come and let me gonna piss on somebody. Okay, I swear.
You know what? You got one more time to tell me y'all smoke weed, and then to let you hit the blunt. You got one more time. I ain't going for that shit. You either smoke or you don't.
You got one more time.
You got what?
Talking about can you get some of my herb till tomorrow? And you know you don't buy no herb. What's that about?
Okay.
You got one more time to call me at 2 o'clock in the morning talking about come around here and cuddle with me.
Sleep.
You can't sleep.
You got one more time to ignore me when I call in the middle of the night and I need to play with my brother. You got one more time to ignore my phone call.
Hey, what can I say? You got one more motherfucking time to goddamn let me buy you a drink and then don't give me no ass. How about that? You got one more motherfucking time.
You talking about $5 for some
ass? Hey, talking about can't buy my girl one too.
Yeah.
You talking about only $5.
You get the first round there.
Oh. When we in the club, everybody getting the drink.
I thought that the reason why he ain't got no haircut. You got one more time to do that shit. Don't come around me with no motherfucking hair, so I don't play that shit.
A hair, folks?
Cool.
You got one more time to try to tell me all you drink is top shelves, the rock and all that shit, and the minute you find out you're buying your own drink in the club, you down for the $2 fucking Grand Bear.
Hey, ain't that crazy how me to always drink the good shit when they get the juice? And then they got the better time I always
drink. All the happy hours. Yeah, all the happy hours drinking that free shit.
Got one more time for me to come to your house and you got some plastic bottle shit up in here. One more motherfucking time. Goddamn. Step your game up.
I got one more time to get in your bed and there's some more panties in there that ain't my size.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
You know I need a motherfucking film, and there's a goddamn buddy in there.
No, there's a death. That's called a death warrant. No.
I don't need y'all to get it together.
I'm telling you.
Guess what, Hot Talk Radio? My motherfucking birthday coming up.
Happy
birthday,
Granddad.
My birthday coming up, man. We got an all-you-can-drink party coming up next Friday. $25 all-you-can-party. All the liquor, all the chicken wings, all the whatever. $25. Come fuck with them.
Can't beat that.
Cafe 331, Duval County, Forsyth Street, right across from the bus station. Y'all got to come fuck with them. June 4th. In the building.
All right. You heard it first on Hot Talk Radio. We got a call of 44910. They got the hand up. We're going to bring them on. See if Dr. Swerve, Dr. Sean, Dr. Lady Libra, Dr. Feezy, Dr. Murder Mall go easy on these motherfuckers. We're going to see if we can help them out. We got the remedy for their misery. Hello, 910?
Yes.
Hi, how are
What's
you?
What's happening?
Welcome.
Hey. I guess you're going to call and tell us, you know, what is it that you need to get off your chest that your lover got one more time to do before you get rid of their ass?
I don't have a lover.
Well, I know that's right.
What you got, buddy?
Your friend.
Yeah, your slick partner. Your cutie buddy, you know who we talking about, honey.
No, neither one.
Oh.
So in other words, you that person that just came out of a relationship, going into another one. What? Where you fall at?
No, just came out of a relationship.
What you get rid of his ass for? What did he do to make you get rid of him? Which one did he? Because he had to do something.
Did he get rid of you?
No, he didn't get rid of me. I got rid of him.
What did he do? Uh-oh. Did he do something? He talked to him.
No, he didn't want to get married. That's it.
Mm,
you got one more time to tell me.
Mm.
You
all day.
Yeah, one more time, tell me you love me, but can't put no ring on my finger. That's what it is.
Exactly.
One more time, tell me you love me, can't put no ring on my finger.
They
definitely make your size. They make your size. So you can put one on them.
7'7".
We got enough
size
to put their hand on. We're going to bring them on the line, too. Welcome, 889.
Oh, that's right.
Hey. How can the Dr. Kid Hot Talk Radio help you?
I'm just calling in to support my cousin, Sean.
Hey, 100.
Hey,
how you doing? Wanda, what your man got to do one more time before you get rid of his ass? Tell me one more time.
We know it's coming. You related to Sean.
Oh, damn. I got a lot of one more time. Let me see. We got one more time to not have no more insurance on his goddamn car and keep on the dry line.
Yeah. I like that one.
That's real talk.
What's up, Wanda? This is Ezell. What's happening?
What's up, Ezell? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Long time, man. I got to get up there and see my family. I got to come check y'all out.
I know. What you been doing?
Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. We on Hot Talk. Let's go. They got one more motherfucking time to drop my car off on E. I'm with Murder Marlon on that one.
What's up with it?
Murder Marlon.
Yo.
What's the deal?
We in the building, baby. I'm watching COVID blocking shots.
Yes.
Did you see that shit?
Man,
yeah,
I'm tired. Oh, man. What's the scope, man?
He ain't never done no shit.
73.
Yeah, niggas watching the game right now. Don't be hating on me. If you got one more motherfucking time to say something, watch the goddamn game on. You got one more motherfucking time.
I'm gonna make sure I see that nut on your back tonight. I ain't like.
Oh my.
It's motherfucking football season.
You got one more motherfucking
time. It's football season. You got one more time to ask me what we doing this Sunday.
I'm going to kill all y'all. I'm going to kill every last one of y'all. How about I saw it now? Yeah, one more time.
I need y'all to get it together.
Who did that?
Nobody related to Libras.
You got one more time to do that shit.
Well, I know they got one more time to accuse me of cheating and think I ain't going to do
it. Why is that?
I know that's right.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
You know?
You got one more time.
He's grown to do shit like that.
You got one more time. Say, let me sniff your dick and don't put it in your mouth.
Got one more time to be checking my phone for text messages and phone numbers and finding stuff you don't want to see.
You got one more time to tell me don't put that shit in, don't get that shit in my hair this time. You got one more time.
Don't come out your hair right. Make it hard.
I'm going to use that same rag. To get that out your hair.
Okay. That shit just like spritz.
You got one more time to ask me, can you fuck me in my ass?
Now you gay.
Who's asking?
You should already know that's automatic.
Yeah. Shout out to all the three whole bandits in the building.
Murder Inc.
That's Duval for you right now.
Get motherfucker.
That's some hot dog for your ass.
That finger got that finger in the duty hole. Whoa.
Well, that's why we're here so far.
I'm trying to make music with your mouth.
Huh?
Hey. That's why they told you to blow a whistle.
You said something that they might like.
Well, Lady Lever, we got 5 more minutes left in the show. You got anything you want to say to the callers out there in Hot Talk Land?
You know, I'm ready to close it out when you are, boo.
Well, Swerve.
I just want to say,
you
man,
thing
fuck
for the
this
caller?
Yeah,
fuck
this shit. We done made Swerve mad tonight.
Yeah, we out this motherfucker.
One more time to get mad. He got one more time to get mad.
A shout out to Mama Rossi for the sports report. Shout out to Sweets on that entertainment. I know he's watching his Lakers celebrate tonight. You know what I'm saying? Murder Mall, Easy, Chicken Bush. In. You know what I'm saying? Sean.
Yeah. Huh? What I got to say is everybody have a great weekend this weekend because I'm going to I'm going to the boat. Going over with you.
Oh,
well,
man, look at you.
I'm going to the boat. Anybody going to the boat?
Hell no, I'm going to Miami.
We're going to a boat, though. You know what? Get out of there for this radio station. We got to get off Hot Talk so I can push you there.
Oh, Sean, you going to the lake? You going to the lake this year for Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Oh, man, shout out. Man, I'm going to miss that one right there.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it last year. I was out there last year, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there you heard it. That was shout out from all the hosts. Now I guess we'll close it out.
Hot Talk in the building, y'all. Y'all get back with it.
We want to thank all our...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Especially me saying, Mama, what the hell are you doing? Oh, excuse my
phone.
Go ahead. Yeah. Check us out on Facebook. Hit us up on the Neen page, hottalkradio.neen.com. Check our twin folks on Facebook. That's TWINFOLKZ from Chi-Town. Remember, we'll be coming to you 6 days a week. You got any questions, email us at hottalkradio@gmail.com. Shout out to all our hosts. Shout out to all our promoters. Shout out to all our listeners and our people that called in and actually got into the conversation. Thank you. See you again, if not before, Sunday. Hold it down. Hot Talk Radio. Lady Lee, we're coming through, you motherfucking speaker.
Yeah, it's about that time for Hot Talk Radio. Hey, yeah, we're going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here. Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk? Hey. We got that hot talk. Hey. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk? Hey. We got that hot talk. Hey. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it. Hey. You want it? We got it. Hey. You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it. Hey. You want it? We got it. Hey. You want it? We got it. Hey. You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. The best man, the best.
what love be taking in. Make you tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying?